O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God! Away from me, you bloodthirsty men! They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I call them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I don't know if you've ever had the feeling that you really want to run away from God. We all know the story of Jonah, who thought he could run away from God. And maybe some of you have been stirred a little bit, maybe challenged. Maybe you're beginning to hear the Lord saying to you, perhaps you should up sticks and go and live somewhere else so you can be a witness for Christ there. But maybe your thought in response to that is similar to what Jonah did. Because Jonah was actually asked to go and be a missionary, if you remember the story. He was comfortably working in Israel as a prophet, and the Lord said to him, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to go and preach to them. I want you to go and preach about my love for them. And Jonah's response was not, oh, great, Lord, I'd love to do that. I'd really like to go and talk to the Ninevites. I'd like to see them become believers in you. Jonah didn't think like that. Jonah felt that he would rather run away in the other direction. So he got a ship to Spain, the other direction. He went west instead of east. He was running away from the Lord. And the psalmist may have had the same temptation. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Jonah thought he could run away from the Lord, but he found out the hard way that it wasn't so easy to get away from the Lord. And the Lord found a very innovative way of catching him and bringing him back. And this big fish brought him back to the coast of Israel and vomited him up on the shore. And so, oh, perhaps I better go to Nineveh then. I wonder if you've been trying to run away from the Lord. Perhaps you've sensed that God is, in a way, chasing you. He's after you. He wants you for a particular purpose. He wants you to be his person, his man, his woman. He wants you to be his servant. And you've been running away. You've been saying, no, I don't want to do that, Lord. But the Lord continues. He's persistent. He's trying to get through to you. He wants you to stop running and turn around and face him. You can't get away from him. He's everywhere. You might have been trying to hide. You might have been thinking that you can hide from the Lord. But as the psalmist says, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. I don't know how he thought he was going to do that in those days. But I suppose we can do something a bit similar to that if we catch a plane somewhere. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. You're everywhere. There's no way I can escape from you. You're everywhere. And you'll always be there, continuing to speak to me. I just need to listen and open my heart to you. There was a poem once written a long time ago by an English poet called The Hound of Heaven. And it describes how God chased him down through the years until finally he caught him, just like a hound is trained to catch a wild animal like a fox. And it was his experience that's what the Lord had done. And he may have thought for a while that the Lord was an enemy who was after him, who was dangerous. But once he allowed himself to be caught, he realized that it's anything but that. The Lord is actually a loving father. He's not an enemy. And if he does want to catch you and get hold of you, it's not because he means you any harm. He wants to catch you so that you can have the best life available, the life abundant that Jesus promised to us. I think when I think back to the time when I first became a Christian, I know I'd been running in the wrong direction for some time, actually, probably a few years, I'd say, boldly saying to my friends, I am an agnostic, I don't believe any of that stuff, and kind of trying to get away from God. But all the time, I think, sensing that God was after me and he would catch me in the end. And then in the end, I let him. And I was glad I had done. God loves us. And the psalmist talks about the fact that God has loved us right from the beginning of our lives. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. God made us, God created us, when we were so little that you couldn't even see us with a naked eye. And God has a plan for our lives. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God wants to get hold of our lives. He wants to use them. He wants them to be something beautiful and useful in his hands. Just like a craftsman making a pot or something like that. Wants to make it as beautiful as he can and as useful as he can as well. That's what God wants to do with our lives if we let him catch us and take us into his care. Verse 17 says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. I think that's a lovely verse. When I awake, And that's been my experience too, that when I wake in the morning, yes, of course, God is there. God is wanting me to communicate with him. He's wanting me to spend some time in prayer. He's always there. And when you wake in the morning, he's there. There's another slide for that, John. That's it, yeah. Now, those of you who are parents and know what this slide's all about. When I awake in the morning, you are there. And that's true, isn't it, with little children. You, as soon as you wake up, they realize you've woken and they come and they jump on you. And they say, wake up, Mum, wake up, Dad. And you might pretend that you're asleep, but they won't have it. When I awake, you are still with me. And that's true of God. He's always there. I'm going to miss out verses 19 to 22 because I don't like them. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from you, bloodthirsty. No, I don't really like that. So you can read that for yourself and do what you like with it, but I'm not going to include it in the sermon this evening. So we're going to move on to the last couple of verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O God, and know my heart. This is one of the most important steps in coming to a closer relationship with God. We need to be open with God. We need to invite him to show us things in our lives that displease him so that we can confess them and ask God to help us change them.